Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Divine Parables, a series here on the Qalam podcast, which explores the metaphors, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us within the Quran. Mufti Hussein Kamani will go through in depth an analysis of all the different parables that are present within the Quran. So inshallah, go ahead, listen, benefit, share with family and friends, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Before we get started with the session, once again, I wanted to remind everyone that alhamdulillah, Qalam is dedicated to bringing this kind of understanding and knowledge of Islam to each and every single person all around the world. We ask you to become our partners in this endeavor by supporting the work that Qalam does by going to supportqalam.com. Supportqalam.com. Go there, contribute, donate, become a sustainer, and have this as a sadaqah jariyah. Every single person that will listen, that will learn, that will benefit from it, you will have the reward of that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's get on with the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
خصوصاً على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. Today we turn to Surah Yunus, verse number 24 and 25. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the example of this world that is in a state of perishing. We think it to be a reality. We overinvest in it, dedicate our day and night to it, without realizing that it doesn't have baqa. It doesn't have continuity. Everything we're investing in today will leave us tomorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse before, verse number 23, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. O mankind, your injustice is only against yourself. إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Your injustice, the wrong that's happened to you, the harm that's occurring to you, this is self-inflicted. إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Why? مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Merely the enjoyment of the worldly life. This is what you're trading off. To enjoy a few days today, you are hurting yourself in the long run. Now, in the following verse, in verse number 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the actual parable and the example. He azza wa jal says, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The example of this worldly life, meaning its pleasures and all the bling the world has, كَمَا إِنْ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, is like a rain which we have sent down from the skies. فَاخْتَرَتَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ, and it mixes with the earth, or the earth absorbs it. مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ. Now what happens when the earth absorbs it, فَاخْتَلَتَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ, once the earth absorbs it, it begins to now provide greenery and growth, and vegetation begins to grow from that land. Now what happens with this vegetation and land, مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ, that human beings and animals alike consume it and they eat from there. حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها. Now this ground begins to, you know, produce its beauty and produce its crops and its growth. And when everything now falls into place, there are beautiful flowers there and there's such great growth, all types of vegetation. ظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها. The people who were living around this farm or this land, they thought that they would be the ones that would reap the benefit from this land. Now when they came to reap their benefit, أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا, our affair, our matter, or we can say even Allah's punishment came down upon that place, either in a part of the day or a part of the night. لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا, a part of the day or a part of the night. In a small window, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command came down, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا, and now that very same land yesterday, which was flourishing and it was green, it had such coloring to it, today it's empty. حَصِيدًا means it's been harvested. It's as if there was nothing there. كَأَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ, as if there was nothing there at all. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, thus do we explain in detail the signs for a people who give some thought, who reflect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is saying to us that just as a land that's empty and barren, this is the reality of the dunya. It really doesn't have much to offer. But the example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives of a land that grows crops is a very beautiful example, because the truth is, everything the world offers to us is temporary. When a farmer grows his crop, he doesn't expect that crop to remain. Everything that grows on the land has an expiry date. Apples have an expiry date. Corn has an expiry date. All of these things are going to expire. Your flowers that you have, when someone gives you a flower for a gift, you know, and you bring that flower home, or you bring a bouquet home, you yourself know that I've brought home a plant that is in the verge of dying. Either I somehow overinvest in it and give it extra attention to keep it alive for a few extra days, but there's no way that this rose can live for the next year. No one's ever even tried that, because they know it's only going to last a few days. This is the reality of that land and what the earth grows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying everything that grows from the earth will return back to the earth. This is the reality of this dunya. And here the insan is, they're investing in this dunya, investing in the dunya, investing their time in their worldly pleasures, in their gains. They're working 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day to provide for their worldly luxuries. Now, I'm not saying working is a bad thing, but working just for the luxuries of this dunya at the cost of not developing any luxuries in the akhirah is truly an atrocity. This is a big problem. This is a big loss. I'm telling you, people will come and say that alhamdulillah, I've worked 8-9 hours a day over the last 20 years and my net worth went from $5 in my account the day I arrived in America. 50 years later now, I'm sitting on $2 million. You ask that very same person. In these 30, 40 years, you accumulated this wealth, this massive wealth, which is an awesome accomplishment. But tell me about your spiritual growth from 40 years ago and today. 40 years ago, you knew 2 surahs. 40 years later, how many surahs do you know? It's dropped down to 1. 40 years ago when you came to this country, maybe back home, you were praying salah 5 times a day. You had less of an income, but more spirituality. And you came, you sold yourself. You lost yourself in the process. If someone can maintain their spirituality and also gain from the dunya, that person's a winner. That person wins. But the truth is, unfortunately, gaining both is very difficult. The Prophet ﷺ tells us of this. And we find in so many narrations, one beautiful narration, a sahabi was once addressing his companions, and he said to them, he was speaking about the world and the hereafter, and he said, وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا الْبَنُونَ, that each of these two, the world and the hereafter, they both have their children, meaning slaves, or meaning people that are dedicated to them. There are those that are dedicated to the world, and then there are those that are dedicated to the akhirah. فَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. So he's telling his congregants that be from the people who are dedicated to the akhirah. Every time you gain luxury in the world, think of your luxury in the akhirah. كُنُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. Because today you can do whatever you want to, and no one's going to hold you accountable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to account you in the dunya for what you do. وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. But tomorrow when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the window to do good deeds will be gone and you will only be held accountable. Everything you did in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you, that tell me. One of my friends who is an imam, he was telling me a story that when he was young, he was speaking to his dad and he tried to convince his dad that he wanted to be a hockey player. He's from Canada and he's really good at the sport. So he said to his dad, there's a career opportunity, I want to be a hockey player. His father, he said to him, this isn't why Allah created you. Allah didn't create you to play and dedicate your whole life to playing sports. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you for a greater purpose. Don't you know of the culture and environment that goes with being a professional player? You're talented, but I'm more concerned about your iman than the dollar amount you bring back home. This parenting, this tarbiyah, this is what we need. That we teach our children from a young age and we develop our community, and even the adults in our community are constantly thinking about what we can do in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran very clearly, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. All of this around you, everything, all of it is going to perish. Your own children are going to perish. If they become a distraction and you can't connect with Allah, those children are a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your own spouse, إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. Your own spouse can be your distraction. You have to remember that everything else around you in the world, everything that's tangible, everything that you can touch, that you can see, that you can interact with, is either a means for you to connect with Allah, or it's a distraction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you make out of it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, the person, he invests in his farm, and he thinks he has it all, and right when the time comes for him to reap his vegetation and gain benefit from the fruits, what happens? فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا. He comes to that very same land and it's empty now. There's nothing there. كَأَنْ لَمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ, as if there was nothing there at all. Tomorrow that person stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh insan, I gave you and I gave you and I gave you, what did you do? And you say to Allah, ya Allah, I killed it in the dunya. I got a $600,000 home, 9 out of 10 elementary, middle and high school district. Ya Allah, I mean, I was driving a BMW in the dunya. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to say? These things mean nothing to me. Like a BMW? Are you boasting over a BMW too? You know, Khaliqul Amr, Khaliqul Kul? Are you telling Allah that you drove a BMW and that's some sort of an accomplishment? I had Jannah waiting for you. You're telling me about some silly $600,000 home? I had Jannah waiting for you. This is where your luxury was. You were supposed to be in the dunya doing sajda in front of me, asking me for this. That's why in the first verse Allah says, your destruction was caused by you. In the second verse, verse number 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a parable and the example of this perishing life. And then in the third verse, in verse number 25, such a powerful, passionate, loving plea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 25 of Surah Yunus, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا. Allah is calling you to Darus Salam, a place that is peaceful. Salam connotates and it negates the previous destruction that occurred to that farm. That farm could be destroyed, but in Jannah, Darus Salam, nothing can be destroyed. Everything is preserved. Everything is peaceful. Everything is intact. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi, under this verse, he brings five different tawjihat, reasons of why the parable of the life is given, of this farm and this land is given while comparing the perishing state of this world. I won't go through them. However, I will say that at this verse, as we read it, every one of us should reflect. Where are our priorities? What matters to us? What do we care for? What do we live for? What do we think of? How many of us wake up every morning thinking of work, go to sleep every night thinking of work? While Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started his day every morning by praising Allah, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. This is where his day started. And when he goes to sleep at night, he's not thinking of work. When he's going to sleep, he's thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. I recall once going to a doctor's office. This was in Chicago. In those days I had back pain. And there was a doctor's office that I went to, and he said to me, my schedule's very packed, but you can come half an hour early because I arrive in my clinic half an hour before. And when I walked into his clinic half an hour before, the staff hadn't even arrived at that point. I was sitting in the front and he had opened the door for me. And I was sitting there. And subhanAllah, this man was sitting in the office, like, you know, in an open area where his voice can reach everywhere. And he was reading Surah Yasin. Allahu Akbar. And I said to him, what are you doing? What's this? He said, well, every day before I prescribe any medicine or I do any of my work, I read Surah Fatiha because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to it as Surah Al-Shifa. I then read Surah Yasin. And then I make dua to Allah that He puts cure in my hand for this day. And then I say Bismillah and start. I was so touched by this action of His. It was so moving. It was so special. And it reminded me that there are some people who may look like they're engrossed in the dunya, but in reality their heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal make us from such people. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته